So let us turn to page 841 and read together Psalm 119. The reading begins in the middle of the page. Blessed are those whose way is blameless and who walk in the law of the Lord. Those keep God's testimonies and who seek God with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in God's ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping with your statutes. Then I shall not be put in shame, having my eyes fixed in all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart in your testimonies and not to gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you. Turn away the reproach which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have an answer for those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. And I take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your ordinances. I will keep your law continually forever and ever, and I shall walk at liberty, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before rulers, and shall not be put to shame. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I revere your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. With open mouth I pant, because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for you are just to those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because your law is not kept. Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your judgments. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever, and give me understanding that I may live.
Good morning. Our first scripture lesson will be found in your pew Bible on page 820. We will be reading from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then we will skip down to chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Hear these words. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. The prophet's complaint. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then we'll jump down through 11 through 12. Hear these words. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and the work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God.
While we continue in the study of the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke, as Amazing Grace ought, I hope and pray, to be a familiar one to you, I hope also that this story comes back to you from earlier teachings. So let me ask you to turn in your pew Bible to the New Testament, to page 77, Luke 19, verses 1 through 10, the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. Hear these words. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Clearly, this is one of those beloved Bible stories that cycles back around in the lectionary once every 3 years. A story that I believe many of us probably believe we know inside and out, just as we know Amazing Grace. Yet, it is one of those lessons that continues to provide us new insights into the glory of God's kingdom. It is a story about Zacchaeus, certainly, but it is also an important story about God. It is a story that becomes richer when we understand more of its context. As this story begins, we are introduced to Zacchaeus in this way. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. Now, in that time, the Roman Empire levied taxes upon the people. It's not so different from today. But when you stop to consider the Roman Empire, you realize that all of this amazing advances in technology and architecture and government, all of those advances came at a price. And the common people paid for a lot of this civilization. So the Roman authorities looked around and they found a person of standing from among the local folks, and they selected that man to be the chief tax collector. This man paid the Romans directly for the levied taxes, and then the chief tax collector was deputized by the Romans to collect his money from the people. So this chief tax collector then hired other men to go out into the community and to get the money. Well, as you can well imagine, this process often involved fraud and corruption and even extortion. This chief tax collector in this story was named Zacchaeus. He became rich through these various illegal and immoral ways. Yes, he was a Jew, but he was hated and despised by his fellow citizens. So Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector and he was rich. Well, as we may have learned throughout the rest of Luke, Jesus was no fan of rich folks. If you go back to Luke 6:24, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he says, "But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." And in another story that may be more familiar to you, Jesus is approached by a rich ruler who's asking him about, "How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus responds in this way, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Well, Zacchaeus was curious about this teacher, this rabbi from Nazareth. No doubt he had heard the stories about Jesus performing miracles and talking about the kingdom of God with parables that seemed to run counter to all that the established religious authorities were teaching. So Zacchaeus wanted to see for himself. Since he was a short guy and couldn't see over the crowds of people who had followed Jesus through Jericho, Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowds and he climbed a sycamore tree. Well, again, a little detail about this story. No self-respecting man of that time would ever run, nor would he ever climb a tree. These were activities of children, not of grown men, and certainly not what a chief tax collector would do. When Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowd and he climbed that tree, he was submitting himself to the ridicule and derision of the crowd. Folks all around him were laughing at Zacchaeus as he scrambled up that tree. And it's ironic that he picked the sycamore tree. This was a sycamore fig, a certain species of ficus. You may know the plant, the ficus plant. Well, this was a ficus tree that produced inferior figs that were only eaten by poor people who couldn't afford better fruit. That was the tree that Zacchaeus climbed. Now think about what Jesus said in our reading from last week, the story about the Pharisee and the tax collector. "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." So there was Zacchaeus steadying himself in that tree, trying to see Jesus. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Now, that probably strikes us as strange, that Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' house, but it wasn't strange in that place in that time. Jesus was paying to Zacchaeus one of the highest compliments he could by honoring Zacchaeus in accepting his hospitality. So Zacchaeus hurried down from that tree and he welcomed Jesus. And this caused a wave of shock throughout the crowd. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus himself recognized what was happening to him, and he responded to Jesus' expression of love and acceptance. In that instance, Zacchaeus was convicted of his sin, and he repented with a promise to Jesus. Zacchaeus stood there and he said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Well, the irony here is that Zacchaeus responded with a level of repentance that is completely in line with the covenant from the Hebrew Bible. In fact, he exceeded the Jewish expectation. Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God defies all of our expectations. Jesus freely chooses to eat with tax collectors, with prostitutes, and with common sinners like me and you. God loves you and me with a love that far surpasses even our wildest imaginations. Hear this. God loves you unconditionally and absolutely. There is nothing you can do to earn God's love, and there is nothing you can do to stop God from loving you. But there is plenty you can do to respond to God's love in kind. Maybe it's time for you to run ahead and climb a tree. Amen.